This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. August is state fair season, time of year for food on a stick, and a chance for kids to take part in competitions celebrating agriculture. I think of the butter sculpting contest at the Minnesota State Fair. But fewer young people are growing up to be farmers these days, and more is expected of them in the classroom. As Sarah McCammon reports, that is fueling an interesting debate between state fairs and schools.
Most contests at the Iowa State Fair are about picking the best cow or the nicest looking pig. But this one is about sounding like an animal. Dozens of kids fidget and whisper as they wait for their turn at the Youth Rooster Crowing Contest. Fair manager Gary Slater says competitions for children are at the heart of the fair tradition, but organizers have to pack as many as they can into the first few days.
And then we're really devoid in that area of youth participation, youth activities, and family activities in the second half of the fair.
That's because most Iowa districts go back to school before Labor Day, some while the fair is still going. Sports and music practices start even earlier. Tourism industry leaders want to make it harder for schools to do that. Marla Calico is the director of education at the International Association of Fairs and Expositions. She says similar debates are going on in states like Minnesota and Indiana, where school start dates can make it hard for kids to take part.
They are agricultural fairs. That's at the heart of their mission. And to restrict this segment of the population from participating, it's a challenge.
But school districts say there's so much pressure on students to perform well on tests, they need all the classroom time they can get. Veteran English teacher Deidre Stanton of Mason City, Iowa, has been working with students through the summer to prep for advanced placement tests next May.
Then if you don't start till the 1st of September, you can be 3 to 4, sometimes even 5 weeks behind where other schools and students who are taking the same test are.
So why don't state fairs just start earlier in the summer? Gary Slater of the Iowa State Fair says that would create conflicts with county fairs, which are mostly in July.
They like to have carnivals. They like to have food concessions. And there are only so many of those to go around.
Slater says it's not just about lost revenue. With all the teenagers back in school, it's harder to find ticket takers and parking attendants to work at the state fair. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.